أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم السلام عليكم dear mourners of Imam Hussein عليه السلام السلام عليكم dear mourners of the family of Imam Hussein عليه السلام السلام عليكم dear mourners of the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and assalamu alaikum, dear sons and daughters of the Husseini revolution. Here at SOQ, we are commemorating Imam Hussein alayhi salam in an 8-night majalis. Our theme, Imam Hussein revolution. Let us now beautify the atmosphere with the perfume of the Holy Quran, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wal fajr. وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر والليل إذا يسر هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بعاد إرم والليل إذا يسر هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بعاد إرم ذات العماد التي لم يخلق مثلها في البلاد وثمود الذين جابوا الصخر رب الواد وفرعون ذي الأوتاد الذين طغوا في البلاد فأكثروا فيها الفساد وفرعون ذي الأوتاد وفرعون ذي الأوتاد الذين طغوا في البلاد فأكثروا فيها الفساد فصب عليهم ربك سوط عذاب إن ربك لبالمرصاد. فصب عليهم ربك سوط عذاب إن ربك لبالمرصاد إن ربك لبالمرصاد. صدق الله العلي.
So as you know, due to the unfortunate situation that we are faced with, the COVID-19 situation, we are unable to have these majalis in person and have our guests come here. So we have decided to host these majalis online because nothing will stop the movement and the message of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The founder of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, once said that the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family members is the beginning of the eternal life of Islam and of the Holy Quran. Let us now listen to the recitation of the ziyarat of Ashura.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. السلام عليك يا ابن رسول الله السلام عليك يا خيرة الله وابن خيرته السلام عليك يا ابن أمير المؤمنين وابن سيد الوصيين السلام عليك يا ابن فاطمة سيدة نساء العالمين السلام عليك يا ثار الله وابن ثاره والوتر الموتور السلام عليك وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليكم مني جميعا سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار يا أبا عبد الله لقد عظمت الرزية وجلت وعظمت المصيبة بك علينا وعلى جميع أهل الإسلام وجلت وعظمت مصيبتك في السماوات على جميع أهل السماوات فلعن الله أمة أسست أساس الظلم والجور عليكم أهل البيت ولعن الله أمة دفعتكم عن مقامكم وأزالتكم عن مراتبكم التي رتبكم الله فيها ولعن الله أمة قتلتكم ولعن الله الممهدين لهم بالتمكين من قتالكم برئت إلى الله وإليكم منهم ومن أشياعهم وأتباعهم وأوليائهم يا أبا عبد الله إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم إلى يوم القيامة ولعن الله آل زياد وآل مروان ولعن الله بني أمية قاطبة ولعن الله ابن مرجانة ولعن الله عمر بن سعد ولعن الله شمرا ولعن الله أمة أسرجت وألجمت وتنقبت لقتالك بأبي أنت وأمي لقد عظم مصامي بك فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك أن يرزقني طلب ثارك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله اللهم اجعلني عندك وجيها بالحسين عليه السلام في الدنيا والآخرة يا أبا عبد الله إني أتقرب إلى الله وإلى رسوله وإلى أمير المؤمنين وإلى فاطمة وإلى الحسن وإليك بمبالاتك وبالبراءة ممن قاتلك ونسب لك الحرب وبالبراءة ممن أسس أساس الظلم والجور عليكم وأبرأ إلى الله وإلى رسوله ممن أسس أساس ذلك وبنى عليه بنيانه وجرى في ظلمه وجوره عليكم وعلى أشيائكم بريت إلى الله وإليكم منهم وتقرب إلى الله ثم إليكم بمبالاتكم ومبالات وليكم وبالبراءة من أعدائكم والناصبين لكم الحرب وبالبراءة من أشيائهم وأتباعهم إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم وولي لمن والاكم وعدو لمن عاداكم فأسأل الله الذي أكرمني بمعرفتكم ومعرفة أوليائكم ورزقني البراءة من أعدائكم أن يجعلني معكم في الدنيا والآخرة وأن يثبتني عندكم قدم صدق في الدنيا والآخرة وأسأله أن يبلغني المقام المحمود لكم عند الله وأن يرزقني طلب ثاري مع إمام هدى ظاهر ناطق بالحق منكم وأسأل الله بحقكم وبالشأن الذي لكم عنده أن يعطيني بمصابي بكم أفضل ما يعطي مصابا بمصيبته مصيبة ما أعظمها وأعظم رزيتها في الإسلام وفي جميع السماوات والأرض اللهم اجعلني في مقامي هذا ممن تناله منك صلوات ورحمة ومغفرة اللهم اجعل محياي محيا محمد وآل محمد ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد اللهم إن هذا يوم تبركت به بنو أمية وابن آكلة الأكباد اللعين ابن اللعين على لسانك ولسان نبيك صلى الله عليه وآله في كل موطن وموقف وقف فيه نبيك صلى الله عليه وآله اللهم لعن أبا سفيان ومعاوية ويزيد ابن معاوية عليهم منك اللعنة أبد العابدين وهذا يوم فرحت به آل زياد وآل مرهار بقتلهم الحسين صلوات الله عليه. اللهم فضاعف عليهم اللعن منك والعذاب الأليم. اللهم إني أتقرب إليك في هذا اليوم وفي موقفي هذا وأيام حياتي بالبراءة منهم واللعنة عليهم وبالمبالاة لنبيك وآل نبيك عليه وعليهم السلام. اللهم لعن أول ظالم ظلم حق محمد وآل محمد وآخر تابع له على ذلك. اللهم لعن العصابة التي جاهدت الحسين وشايعت وبايعت وتابعت على قتله. اللهم لعنهم جميعا. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك. عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار. ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. اللهم خص أنت أول ظالم باللعن مني وابدأ به أولا ثم العن الثانية والثالثة والرابع. اللهم العن يزيد خامسا والعن عبيد الله بن زياد وابن مرجان وعمر بن سعد وشمرا وآل أبي سفيان وآل زياد وآل مروان إلى يوم القيامة. اللهم لك الحمد حمد الشاكرين لك على مصابهم. الحمد لله على عظيم رزيتي. اللهم ارزقني شفاعة الحسين يوم الورود وثبتني قدم صدق عندك مع الحسين وأصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام.
جزاك الله خير وعافية. طيب الله أنفاسكم. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Sayyid Ali Khamenei, once stated that the stance taken by Imam Hussein alayhi salam is different to any other stance taken by anyone. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he did not rise up to strike, to kill, to harm anyone. Rather, the stance of Imam Hussein alayhi salam was just and solely to enjoin what is good and forbid what is evil. We would like now to invite our dear brother, Syed Shahryar Naqavi from the United States of America, to address the dear believers on this holy and blessed night of Muharram. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين وبه نستعين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وطبيب نفوسنا وحبيب قلوبنا وشفيع ذنوبنا الأمجد المحمود الأحمد ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلي محمد وعجل فرجهم وعلى أهل بيت النبوة ومعدن الرسالة وسفينة النجاة الطاهرين الطيبين المعصومين المظلومين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال رسول الله إن الحسين مصباح الهدى وسفينة النجاة The Holy Prophet Muhammad has said, Indeed, Hussein is the beacon of guidance and the ark of salvation. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjal farajhum. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, the supreme king in whose hands are life and death, the supreme owner in whose hands is sustenance and honor, the supreme and magnificent in whose hands is prosperity and salvation, the master and creator of all that is within the heavens and the earth, and the gracious one who, despite the countless faults of his servants, is the most merciful, the most quick to forgive. And countless peace and blessings be upon Muhammad and his holy Ahlul Bayt, the divinely appointed guides of salvation for all of humanity, for all of places, and for all of times, the beacons of wisdom and knowledge and justice and truth for all the universes. Dear brothers and sisters, in these past few nights of Muharram, my honorable brothers and I have been humbly talking about Imam Hussein's revolution. This, dear friends, was our first Muharram SOQ endeavor, so kindly forgive any lapses which might have occurred. And please pray that we improve and we succeed in our mission, and we too will pray that you succeed in your mission, your divine mission, to keep the message and the memory, to keep the mission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam alive for the rest of your lives, and to pass the message and the mission and the movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam to the generations to come. Dear friends, truly in these strange times that we live in, how we miss the great Husseini gatherings we used to have when commemorating the months of Muharram and Safar, and the great Husseini gatherings that we used to have when we relived the tragedy and the grief of Karbala, and the great Husseini gatherings where we renewed our pledge of allegiance to the mission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. How we miss the great Husseini gatherings of the past. Still, dear friends, despite the strangeness of these times, by the grace and the favor of Allah, the Husseinis of the world have found a way to continue these mourning ceremonies in commemorating Imam Hussein alayhi salam, in commemorating his family and commemorating his companions. And let it be known that this current situation which we face will not last much longer, and by the grace and the favor of Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, we will once again soon have our great Husseini gatherings, and we will once again stand together side by side as we mourn the tragedy and the grief of Karbala, and we will once again have our great Husseini gatherings, and we will once again stand shoulder to shoulder as we pledge allegiance to the message and the mission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. And this blessing, dear friends, of finding a way to commemorate the martyrdom and the mission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, despite the difficulties and the hurdles and the obstacles, is not something which is new. It is not something which we have come up with. Rather, this commemoration of the mission and the message of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is something that we have received from our ancestors as an inheritance. Allahu Akbar. For if you go back into the murky pages of time, you will see that the believers in every age had to face difficulties when they wanted to commemorate the martyrdom and the mission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. In every age, they had to face difficulties and trials and tribulations in order to commemorate the mission and the message of Imam Hussein. Dear brothers and sisters, it could be very easily said that we have it pretty easy so far. And so along these lines, dear friends, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says, "Sometimes the sufferings and the efforts made to keep the blood of a martyr alive are no less than martyrdom itself." Such are the 30 years of suffering of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam and the years of suffering of Lady Zainab salamullah alayha. They suffered to be able to keep this blood of Hussein alive. They suffered to be able to keep the mission of Imam Hussein alive. They suffered in order to keep the message of Imam Hussein alive. And so, dear friends, at this point in time, it is now our turn. It is our turn. The baton in this race to protect and continue and strengthen and further Imam Hussein's revolution has passed on to us. It has been passed on to every single one of you out there. What will you do with this opportunity that has been given to every single one of us? Will we cower in the fear when it comes to face the enemies of humanity? And will we cower in fear in the face of the forces of evil, as did the people of Kufa, who wrote letters inviting Imam Hussein alayhi salam, but because of the pressure and the terror of Ibn Marjana, they cowered in fear and they left the camp of truth and justice. Allahu Akbar. Dear friends, you have been given the baton in this race to protect and continue and strengthen and further Imam Hussein alayhi salam's revolution. The baton is in your hands. What will you do with this opportunity? What will you do with this opportunity? Will you take this divine baton and run as fast as you possibly can in these few short temporary years of our lives and make as many advancements as you can? Will we take this baton to protect and to continue and to strengthen and to further Imam Hussein's revolution, just as Abbas ibn Ali took the flag of Imam Hussein's revolution and he fought through the great ranks of evil until he reached the riverbank and firmly planted the Husseini flag in the heart of the forces of evil? Al-Azmatu Lillah. Al-Izzatu Lillah. Allahu Akbar. All honor is for Allah. All praise is for Allah. Will you take this baton? like Abbas ibn Ali, took the flag of Hussein, and he fought through the forces of evil, and he firmly planted the flag of Hussein's revolution in the heart of the camp of the enemies of humanity. The baton in this race to protect and continue and strengthen and further Imam Hussein's revolution is in your hands. But don't be nervous, for Allah is with you. Allah is with you, dear friends, and remember that fear isn't the only trap among the evil traps laid down by the forces of Shaitan. Fear isn't the only trap. Another great evil trap laid down by the forces of Shaitan is the trap of wealth, the trap of money, the trap of materialistic things, the trap of the materialistic world, the trap of the dunya. The trap of the dunya. And so deceptive is this dunya, dear friends, and so fake is this materialistic world, and so addictive is this wealth, and so false is this money and gold and silver, that the faster you run after it, the faster it moves away from you. The faster you run after it, the faster it runs away from you. Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, again, the esteemed, the honorable, says, the message of the shuhada, the message of the martyr, the message of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is to never submit to the evil whisperings of hoarding wealth, accumulating wealth, greed. The evil whisperings. This is the message of the shuhada to me. This is the message of the shuhada to you all. And this is the message of the shuhada to all of those who revere the pure blood which is shed unjustly. Imam Khamenei, he says, don't look towards that one person who goes against this concept and pursues the hoarding of wealth. Why should it sway you? Why should it sway you from the straight path if others are going astray? You must protect and safeguard yourself. You must protect and safeguard yourself. This is the command of Islam, and this is the message of the blood of the martyr. This is the message of the blood of the shuhada. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. And so, dear friends, we have just spoken about those who, out of the fear of Ibn Marjana, they left the side of truth and justice. They were afraid, they were terrorized, they were scared, they were intimidated into leaving the side of truth and justice. And now we speak of those who left the side of truth and justice for the sake of wealth. Those who left the side of Hussein for the sake of money. Those who left the side of Allah for the sake of property. Those who sold out their imam for the sake of gold and silver, and for the sake of the dunya, and for the sake of the materialistic world, and for the sake of the wheat of Ray. Allahu Akbar. They sold out their imam for the sake of the wheat of Ray. How many countless, dear brothers and sisters, listen carefully. How many countless to this day have sold their iman, have sold their faith, have sold their honor, have sold out their fellow Muslim brothers and sisters, have sold out Islam, have sold out Imam Hussein and his movement and his mission and his memory just for the sake of a few pitiful coins of gold and silver. A few pitiful coins of gold and silver. The wretched and cursed Ibn Marjana bought countless people with just plain old gold and silver. The wretched and cursed Yazid bought countless people with this plain old gold and silver. Do you think, brothers and sisters, that the people who murdered the grandson of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, they did so out of fear? They were afraid, they were scared, they were intimidated into killing the grandson of the Holy Prophet Muhammad? No, dear friends. They didn't murder the grandson of the Holy Prophet Muhammad out of fear. They killed and they murdered the grandson of the Holy Prophet Muhammad for gold and silver. They murdered him for gold and silver. They did it for gold and silver, and it is these very gold and silver pitiful coins which to this very day are buying the souls and the hearts of countless millions all across the world, regardless of their faith. Regardless of their faith, it is this gold and silver which is buying the hearts and the souls and the lives of countless of millions across the world. And to make matters even worse, we don't even have real physical and silver gold coins anymore, do we? How many of us walks around with gold and silver coins? There is no physical gold and silver coins anymore. We sell ourselves, whether Shia or Sunni, whether Christian or Jew, or even just some plain old human being. We sell ourselves for this pitiful temporary dunya. We sell ourselves to the forces of shaitan, and we sell out the Hussein of our time for the sake of some pitiful colored paper. There isn't even any physical gold or silver. It's a piece of colored paper which we have decided to sell out the Imam of our time. And nowadays, we've even started to sell out the Hussein of our time for some currency which is floating in the air. Right? It isn't even a piece of paper. The dire times in which we live in, Allahu Akbar, unbelievable. Are we not greater fools than even Umar ibn Sa'd? At least the wheat of Ray was a physical thing. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajil farj. Dear brothers and sisters, I take you to the land of Karbala when it is related that Sayyid al-Shuhada, al-Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, says to the esteemed and the honorable Lady Zainab, Ya Zainab, O my dear sister, falsehood can buy many supporters. Falsehood can buy many supporters, but haq, the truth, has only a few friends. The soldiers on the other side. The soldiers on the side of Yazid. The soldiers on the side of the enemies of humanity. Those soldiers on the other side, they have been bought. They have been bought. They, on the other side, on the side of the enemies, prefer happiness in this world rather than happiness in the world of the Akhirah, in the realm of the hereafter. The enemies of humanity, they prefer the happiness of this world rather than the happiness of the hereafter. And then Hussein says to Zainab, my 72 truthful men prefer happiness in the realm of the hereafter, and that is why they are with me. Imam Hussein says, my 72 truthful men prefer happiness in the realm of the Akhirah, and that is why they are with me. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. And dear friends, what happens when you become one of the 72 of Imam Hussein? Then you announce to the world, like Zuhair ibn Qayn announced, if we were to be killed 1,000 times and our bodies were to be revived, we would fight against the oppressor to protect our Imam and his just cause. So, dear brothers and sisters, why kill ourselves for this materialistic world? Why kill ourselves for this temporary dunya, knowing that it will all end just like a mirage, gone in the blink of an eye, and it's of no eternal value? It is of no eternal value. Wouldn't it be smarter if we worked for the hereafter, the eternal home? Why is it that we decide to remember this dunya? We decide to work so hard for this dunya. We decide to enslave ourselves to this dunya. We decide to shackle ourselves to this dunya, to worship and idolize this dunya, this temporary, materialistic, fake world, when in fact we should be working hard for the hereafter, which is our eternal home and it is our eternal life. We need a wake-up call, brothers and sisters. Imam Hussein's revolution was to free us from this materialistic, consumeristic, greedy, and pitiful world and its lowly desires, and take us towards the heavens of perfection and freedom and independence. In Ghurar al-Hikam, dear brothers and sisters, we find a beautiful narration from Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam, the first divinely appointed Imam, where he says, this life is the aspiration of the wretched. I repeat, this life is the aspiration of the wretched, and the hereafter is the victory of the fortunate. And the hereafter is the victory of the fortunate. And Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, says in the Holy Quran, chapter number 40, Suratul Ghafir, verse number 39, O my people, this life of the world is only a passing enjoyment, and indeed the hereafter is the abiding home. The hereafter is the abiding home. Yes, dear brothers and sisters, this world is valuable if we use it for good. And this world is valuable if we use it to build our hereafter, our money and our wealth and our property and all the gold and silver, and especially our lives are only valuable if we use them for the sake of Allah, and if we use them on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج. And so dear brothers and sisters, it is recommended that we provide for our families. It is recommended that we help the poor and the needy. It is recommended that we support and help the oppressed. It is recommended that we strengthen Islam. It is recommended that we spend in the way of Allah and on the path of Allah. And it is only when we use all those things that Allah has given us, whether it is our wealth, whether it is our property, whether it is the money we have, whether it is the status or the station or the position that we have, or whether it is our very own lives, when we use it for the sake of Allah and on the path of Allah, will it be of any use to us? And that too, because it is of use to our akhirah. It is use to our hereafter. So dear friends, don't sell out your religion. Don't sell out your Muslim brothers and sisters. Don't sell out your faith. Don't sell out the Hussein of your time. Don't sell any of these things out for anything. But most especially, don't sell them out for a few paltry and measly gold and silver coins. I conclude tonight's speech with one last tradition, and I won't explain it, it is self-explanatory. In Bihar al-Anwar, we find that the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, Allahumma salli ala. The one who makes the hereafter their greatest concern when they wake up and before they go to sleep, Allah instills needlessness in their heart and mends their affairs for them. That person will not depart from this life before having collected all of their sustenance. Who? The one whose concern is the hereafter. And then the Holy Prophet continues and he says, the one who makes this world their greatest concern in life, Allah instills poverty between their eyes and disbands their affairs. They will not collect from this life more than what was allotted to them. They will not collect in this life more than what was allotted to them. We raise our hands, dear brothers and sisters, and we pray, Ya Allah, make me live my life like Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, and make my departure from this world be like that of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Ya Allah, grant us the intercession of Hussein on the day that we present ourselves before Thee. Ya Allah, forgive all of our past and present and future sins, big or small, known or hidden, conscious or unconscious. By the sake of Imam Hussein, his family and his companions, forgive our sins. Ya Allah, forgive all of those that have passed away from our families and friends. Ya Allah, help us to love the Holy Quran and to instill the Holy Quran and to follow the Holy Quran in our lives. Ya Allah, give a cure and give shifa to all those that are sick and ailing among us. Ya Allah, help us to succeed in creating unity with one another so that we can stand firm alongside our Imam. Ya Allah, place in our hearts the desire to sacrifice all we have on your blessed path. Ya Allah, accept our azadari and our sincere intentions to be Husseinis in both word and in actions. Ya Allah, help us to create the obedience and love for the Ahlul Bayt and the love and obedience of Allah in our hearts. Ya Allah, help us to fear disobeying you, but to never fear death. Ya Allah, help us to obey you as you would want us to obey you. Ya Allah, help us to excel in excellent morals in both this world and to excel in the hereafter. Ya Allah, protect our children and keep them on the straight path. They are the generations to come. Ya Allah, guide us our whole lives and protect all of our families and our friends and our relatives today and always keep them on the straight path. Ya Allah, wipe away the rust from our hearts and replace it with light and truth. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, protect and hasten the reappearance of the Imam of our age. Allow us to be among his first supporters, his true supporters, his sincere supporters, and give us the blessing to see him and be martyred in his holy cause. Dear brothers and sisters, I will request that the lights of the hall be turned off so that we begin our masaib on this night in the commemoration of the mission and the commemoration of the mourning and the commemoration of the message of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Please remember every single one of us in your prayers. This was our first humble effort. We are not eloquent speakers, as the world has seen. And we are not eloquent reciters of masaib, as the world has seen. My humble brothers and I have sensed a duty, a responsibility to Imam Hussein, to Imam al-Mahdi, and a responsibility to you fellow brothers and sisters across the world. And so despite our weak tongues and despite our weak eloquence and despite our weakness, we have tried to put forth an effort. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from every single one of us. As you know, dear mourners, the caravan of Imam Hussein alayhi salam had a very long journey before reaching the land of Karbala. This caravan of Imam Hussein alayhi salam had a very long journey before reaching the land of Karbala. This small and faithful caravan of just a few companions, this small and faithful caravan of just a few women and children, started their journey to stand for truth and justice in the Prophet's city of Medina. But dear friends, finding no safe haven from the forces of evil, they went towards the city of God, the holy city of Mecca. Perhaps the city of God will give them refuge and safe haven, as this caravan of truth and justice found no safe haven, alas, even in the city of God. And so this caravan of truth and justice moves on through the plains and the deserts of Arabia until they eventually reach the land of Nineveh. They reach the land of Karbala. Brothers and sisters, I am sure that the women and the children of this caravan of truth and justice, this caravan of Hussein, must have been exhausted by this long journey. A journey which lasted a few months. A journey in order to defend truth and in order to oppose injustice. Yet this faithful caravan of Imam Hussein, they remained steadfast and they continued their journey for the sake of Allah and on the path of Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, close your eyes. Close your eyes, turn off your lights. Don't look at me reciting. Close your eyes and look at your hearts as I recite. In Karbala, the tents have been put up. The tents on the side of Imam Hussein alayhi salam have been put up. These tents, they are huddled closely together, for perhaps there are some who might attack the women and attack the children in Karbala. Dear brothers and sisters, in Karbala, a trench is dug, for perhaps there are those who might launch a surprise attack against the caravan of Hussein. For now, in Karbala, For now in Karbala, Hussein and Abbas, they still stand. For now in Karbala, Ali Akbar and Qasim still stand. For now in Karbala, Joan and Habib still stand. For now in Karbala, Aun and Muhammad still play. For now in Karbala, Sakina still smiles. For now in Karbala, Ali Asghar still makes the beautiful sounds that a small baby makes. As time moves on, there is no one else who is willing to join the camp of Imam Hussein. Now there is no one else who will sacrifice their wealth or their sacrifice their property or sacrifice their friends or sacrifice their family or sacrifice themselves in the defense of Islam. The lines have been drawn. Dear friends, it is now up to this small band of followers. It is up to this small band of friends and family. It is up to these few noble and great companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam to save Islam from total destruction. And in their grief and in their blood and in their tragedy and in their victory, they have taught human history for all of eternity that you might be a small band, but if you are a Husseini band, then nothing can stop you. If you are a Husseini band, then nothing can stop you. On the other side, the army of Yazid continues to grow by the hundreds until thousands have gathered together to make Hussein submit to evil, to make Hussein submit to oppression, to make Hussein submit to injustice. Yet, by no means will Hussein ever submit to evil. Not today, not ever. Not today, not ever. But dear brothers and sisters, I can't help but think how the women and children felt as they sat quietly in their tents, or they paced back and forwards in their tents, or they prayed with their pure hands towards the heavens, knowing that the siege upon Hussein grows larger and stronger with every passing minute. Dear mourners, I read once that the day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, in that year of 61 Hijri, was recorded as the hottest day of that year. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I can't help but think what was going through Imam Hussein's mind as he looked around at the brave faces of his faithful companions. And as Hussein looked around towards the women and the children, and as Hussein looked around at all the little children still playing, for Hussein knew that water was quickly running out. I can't help but think what was going through Joan's mind as he looked upon the glowing, yet deep in thought face of Hussein, and as Joan looked upon the faces of the laughing children of Hussein, for Joan knew that water was quickly running out. I can't help but think what was going through Hazrat Abbas's mind as he looked around at the glowing faces of the determined and eager youth of this blessed caravan, as Abbas looked upon the shining faces of Ali Akbar and Qasim and Aun and Muhammad, and as Abbas looked upon the innocent face of Sakina looking towards the skies, for Abbas knew that water was quickly running out. I can't help but think what was going through Qasim's mind as this young orphan looked upon the face of his imam. He looked upon the face of his uncle Hussein, for Qasim knew that water was quickly running out. I can't help but think what was going through Umm Farwa's mind as she looked upon her orphan son Qasim's young and tender face. And then she looked towards the face of his uncle Hussein. She looked towards the face of her imam, The same Hussein and the same Imam who lovingly brought up this little Qasim after the martyrdom of his father Hassan, for Umm Farwa knew that water was running out quickly. I can't help but think what was going through Ali Akbar's mind as he looked upon his uncle Abbas's strong and powerful face, a face ready for battle, a face ready to defend, a face ready to sacrifice in the blink of an eye, a face who had been trained since childhood in the arts of battle, a face who had been trained since childhood in the art of battle, yet a face who knew the odds. Yet a face who knew that we are 72 and they are thousands. And so, as Ali Akbar looked upon the face of Abbas, and as Ali Akbar looked upon the face of his aunt Zainab, and as Ali Akbar looked towards his imam's face, the face of his father Hussein, knowing that water was quickly running out, I can't help but think what was going through Lady Zainab's mind as she looked upon the young and tender faces of her son's own and Muhammad, and then she looked upon the face of her imam's son, upon the face of Ali Akbar, and then she looked towards the face of her imam, the face of her brother, the face of Hussein, knowing that water was quickly running out. I can't help but think what was going through Lady Zainab's mind as she looked at the worried yet serene faces of all the women, and as Lady Zainab looked upon the beautiful smiling faces of all the little children as they played on the earth, knowing that water was quickly running out. I can't help but think what was going through little Sakina's mind as she looked upon the little soft face of her baby brother Ali Asghar making his little baby noises and waving his little baby arms and kicking his little baby legs, knowing that water was quickly running out. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.
Ya Rab, dilbar o dildar o, mah-e jahanar o, mikushad ishq-e to, akhir sarmar o, jaan o, sayyid o maulan o, hazrat sultan o, tishne-ye to hastam, sayyid al-ajjan o, جانم جانم به صدای لاجران به دلای مبتلا به مسیر اربعین به نجف تا کربلا جانم جانم به شفای تربته به پر علامته به دلی که میتپه برای زیارت یار به طلب سید و مولا به طلب خستم آقا به علم دار به طلب یار به طلب من خستم آقا
باید همه بخونن
یارا دلبر و دلدارا ماه جهانا کشد عشق تو آخر سرما را جانا سید و مولانا حضرت سلطانا تشنه تو هستم سید الاتشانا جانم جانم به صدای نوکرا به دلای مبتلا به مسیر اربعین به نجف تا کربلا جانم جانم به شفای تربته به پر علامته به دلی که میتپه برای زیارته یار به طلب سید و مولا به طلب خستم و غاف به علم دار به طلب یار به طلب سید و مولا به طلب
یار بطلب سید و سالار بطلب خستم آقا دردم هر نفس و هر دم دور تو میگردم سینه زدن یعنی سینه سپر کردم آهم یک دم کوتاهم جز تو نمیخواهم روزه تو تنها سیر الاللهم جانم جانم به قبار مقدمه به غم محترمه به طلوع کربلا به غروب حرمه جانم جانم به سپاه تو حسین به نگاه تو حسین به کسی که اومده تو پناه تو حسین آه به طلب آمدم ای شاه به طلب آه به طلب سینه زن و تا حرم ماه به طلب یار به طلب سید و سالار به طلب خستم آقا به علم دار به طلب
اینکه این ساده احدی ها بیرونی ها بخونن
یارا دلبر و دلدارا ماه جهان آرا میکشد عشق تو آخر سرما را جانا سید و مولانا حضرت سلطانا تشنه تو هستم سید لچانا جانم جانم به صدای نوکرا به دلای مبتلا به مسیر اربعین به نجف تا کربلا جانم جانم به شفای تربته به پر علامته به دلی که میتپه برای زیارته